Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Have you ever heard of a place called Roryland? New idea to me. I hadn't heard of Roryland, which is the title of a book, Roryland, the up and down world of golf's global icon. It's all about Rory McIlroy, and we're joined by the author, Timothy Gay. Timothy, thank you very much for joining us. So why did you settle on this idea of Roryland as being central to your book?
Well, thanks, Matt, very much for having me on. Delighted to be with you. Roryland is a wondrous place, Matt. It's both beautiful and mystifying, a little head-scratching, a little curious at times, erratic. But that's Rory McIlroy. And when I looked at his life and his career, both on and off the course, I thought it's fascinating how he has kind of created, forged his own little world, both good and bad. And I look at Roryland as a sort of unique phenomenon to him. And if you look at Rory's background, look at the sort of curious ambivalence of the mixture of Ireland and Britain and the fact that he's been in the U.S. now for about the past 15 years, but he's not really an American either. He is the sort of leader of his own little fiefdom, and it's a fiefdom I call Roryland.
How many people are in it?
Well, yeah, there is Rory. There is his inner circle, very devoted group of people who have been with him since the beginning. And by the beginning, I mean his early teens as a phenom amateur golfer in Hollywood. They call themselves the Mac Pack. That's the immediate circle of friends of his. Of course, his parents are part of that. Other blood relatives back home in Greater Belfast. And a few select other people, including some of his early corporate sponsors, are all citizens of Roryland. It's a very exclusive place.
I suppose identity is something that gets discussed when it comes to Rory McIlroy. It was his primary identity is as a golfer, but a lot of people want to claim him, be it, is he Irish? Is he British? Is he Northern Irish? Is he European? Does any of that actually matter to him, or does it matter in the sense that he wants to avoid labelling?
Yeah, he absolutely wants to avoid labelling and has since his early teens. Very difficult, as you know, Matt, to grow up in Northern Ireland, especially to grow up in a family as scarred by the Troubles as the McIlroys and the McDonalds have been. His great uncle was tragically murdered by Protestant militiamen in 1972, this for the crime of moving his Catholic family into a Protestant neighborhood and for being upwardly mobile at his computer company very early on, computer company, early 70s. His mother grew up in Lurgan, which, as you know, was deeply scarred by the Troubles, was known as Murdered Town, which is a distinction no village in the north of Ireland wanted during the 1960s and 70s. But there were so many murders, assassinations, bombings in Lurgan and its immediate environs that it was dubbed Murder Town. So she had a very difficult upbringing as well. So both sides of the family, as so many families were just devastated by the Troubles.
So then does golf become an escape? an escape which could be in some way modified by the sense if you're handed either a tricolour or a Union Jack or the red hand of Ulster flag to wrap around yourself during your successes.
Yeah, it's all of that. It makes for just fascinating analysis. And, you know, Matt, as an American, it's hard for me to really understand fully the sensitivities involved in each of the symbols that you mentioned. But Rory has been reluctant, to put it charitably, to be too closely identified with the Irish tricolor. The Six Counties banner, the Ulster banner, is what he prefers to wrap himself in, literally, in Ryder Cup celebrations. And, you know, the Union Jack is something that Rory has also been careful not to be too closely identified with, despite a number of statements in his past saying he thinks of himself as more British than Irish.
Which hasn't necessarily gone down well here in Ireland, particularly times like when he didn't go to the 2016 Rio Olympics, apparently because of his fears of the Zika virus. But people wondered, despite his representing Ireland in amateur golf tournaments and been part of the Golf Union of Ireland, that he just simply didn't want to get caught up in this. Now, he subsequently has represented Ireland in the 2020 and 2024 Olympics, but the sense is perhaps he has preferred the European identity, which is why he has perhaps belatedly embraced the Ryder Cup so enthusiastically.
Yes, it's right. He was, again, ambivalent at best about the Ryder Cup early in his career, went out of his way to say that he regarded it as a mere exhibition and that he would not get too emotionally wrapped up in it. Now that has completely been flipped on its head, as you know, Matt. There is no more rabid, no more passionate Ryder Cupper right now than Rory McIlroy, and you're right. He has represented, chosen to represent the Republic of Ireland rather than Great Britain in the Olympics, but he has not fully embraced the tricolor. As I say in the book, he has managed to sort of keep his distance, always reluctant to be seen with the tricolor, even to be seen with the shamrock, which is the symbol that the Republic has chosen for its Olympians.
Well, and indeed, Timothy, I'll just on that, the ambiguity again is that our Olympic team is essentially a 32-county team. And, you know, it flies when athletes win, it flies to the tricolour is what is there for the medal ceremonies and whatever. So you have the situation where there are athletes from the six counties who decide either to be representing Ireland or representing Great Britain. And it's Great Britain rather than the United Kingdom. But in fairness to him, again, in relation to the Irish situation, as you write in the book, we mightn't have an Irish Open professional tournament without the assistance he has given it over the years.
Oh, absolutely true. He literally saved it. There is no doubt that the Irish Open would not exist had Rory's foundation and Rory personally had stepped in, intervened, and saved it from what would have been bankruptcy. And now it's one of the most vibrant, dynamic tournaments on the DP World Tour. And that moment where he sank the putt to force the playoff a few weeks back and then go on and win it in spectacular fashion was one of the highlights of the golfing year, not just in Europe, not just the DP World Tour, but worldwide. And it sort of captured what Rory continues to mean to the Irish people. We've been discussing the ambivalence and his reluctance on this front or that, but when it comes down to brass tacks, the people of Ireland embrace Rory absolutely with open arms.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I wonder, Timothy, if that's true of everybody. I think there's some people still remain ambivalent because of the issues that we've discussed, which is an enormous pity because we saw the pouring of affection for him this year at the K Club, the celebrations when he won the Masters earlier this year, and people were absolutely delighted for him. But yet, sometimes, you know, that achievement of the Grand Slam in golf would arguably make him Ireland's greatest ever sports person. But I'm not sure that he would win that by a commanding majority amongst Irish sports fans for all of the reasons we've just outlined.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, Matt. Again, I'm looking at this from a distance of 3,000 miles, and I'm a proud Irish American. By the way, you and I are fellow Corkonians. My mother, rest her soul, was a Harrington from Glengarriff, and I am deeply proud of my Irish heritage.
Timothy, I wonder, are you in some way related to Padraig Harrington, whose father was from Cork as well? There you go.
From Glengarriff, where my family is from. So is there a chance we're a blood relative? Yes, but anyone, Matt, who's seen me swing a golf club knows that I cannot be that close a relation to Padraig because my game is that bad. Anyhow, back to our point. Yeah. There is still an ambivalence. Still, as I say in the book, you know, there is a distance between a lot of people in Ireland and Rory. And yet, when there was one of the guys that my sources for the book said, it gave me a wonderful quote that I used in the book. But, you know, when it comes down to brass tacks, when, you know, when the rubber meets the road, as we say in America, the people of Ireland respond to Rory and Rory responds to the people of Ireland.
What you also do so well in the book is look at the decade before he won the Masters this year.
Yeah.
The decade in which he didn't win a major.
Right.
And which led people to doubt his credibility in some respects as a golfer. You don't have much truck with that, do you?
No. And it's, if you look carefully at Rory, the number of times he had his heart ripped out in major championships, what he sort of demonstrated is that he's mortal. He lacks Tiger's maniacal focus. He lacks Nicklaus's maniacal focus. The same with Ben Hogan. But if you step back, you realize that it's what makes Rory endearing, makes him human and fallible. He makes mistakes. He overreacts in the moment. He plays low percentage golf, or at least too often played, low percentage golf when high percentage golf, the Nicklaus approach of not making mistakes at big moments in the clutch. He is prone to making those mistakes, but to at least to my way of thinking, it makes him more endearing, makes him more relatable, reachable for people.
And you do go into as well in the book, you didn't get access to him for the book, did you? This was one of these, it was an unauthorized biography.
Completely, yeah. Never talked to him or any member of his inner circle.
Okay, because I think an awful lot of people have also wondered a lot about how his personal relationships, including the situation where it looked like he was divorcing his wife and changed his mind very quickly, our previous relationship with the number one tennis player in the world at the time, Caroline Wozniacki, have made tabloid headlines so often. What have you been able to find out about what has been going on there?
Very little, and I'm not interested in his personal life. As I say to people at the very beginning of the book, if you want gossip and innuendo, spend your money on the latest Kardashian expose, because there's very little in the book about that. I will say this, that Rory and his people, the people who run Rory Land, were spent way too much time allowing certain perceptions to take root before they knocked them down. It took them 4 weeks to get the American publication that had been pushing the rumor aggressively to sort of back away. That should have taken 4 hours. but it took them the better part of 4 weeks, and some unfortunate perceptions, as I said, took root. Rory also has a disconcerting habit, Matt, of changing his mind about things and then not fully explaining the rationale behind that change of mind and being every bit as outspoken passionate in his new position as he was in his old. That was certainly true of the Olympics, has been certainly true of the need to moderate the distance traveled by the modern golf ball, and the need to moderate club heads of drivers and all the rest. He used to be absolutely dead set against any of those things. Now he's dead set for them, and he's every bit as critical of people on the other side of those issues as he was in the past. So he's got this habit, and this is, you know, various Irish commentators have made this point about Rory, and this goes back to his teen years.
Okay. One last thing, Timothy Gay. Do you think now that he's completed the Grand Slam, that he's sated, that we won't see as determined a Rory McIlroy again in the future? Or alternative, could it mean that now that that monkey's off his back, he could win many more majors?
I hope it's the latter. I worry that it's going to be the former. There is no doubt that Rory's biggest enemy is Rory and his unfortunate habit of losing focus and losing sort of the moment in big moments. And he's got to, you know, recognize that he's got this tendency to self-destruct and continue to work to ensure that that doesn't happen. I do think the monkey is off his back. I do think that the win at Augusta has liberated him. And if he could just focus on his short game, which continues to be the weakness in his golf game, and sort of focus on focusing, on being able to sort of fight off the distractions, which has been a problem of his in the past, I think there's a very good chance he'll win more majors.
Thank you so much, Timothy Gay, author of Roryland, the up and down world of golf's global icon.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.